take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos.
What's up, Lagos? I'm the happiest person today to be in Nigeria, and it's so sweet.
I want to thank all my family members. I want to thank all my family members, all my friends, all those that encouraged me. Every time I was about to go and watch the match. Thank you so much. Thank you for the encouragement.
Did you leave your heart at home when you were
No, I went out. I went through it. Thank you so much for all the support.
Let me tell you, yesterday's match reminded me why I can't not watch sports. See, it takes people that have hearts to do this thing. I can't. It is hard.
Why?
Sitting there and just, see, the suspense is too much.
Okay,
I can't.
So some of us watch football week in, week out. Different clubs.
I can't.
But yesterday, we had to go through that to win this cup.
I mean, it was amazing.
Yes.
And congratulations to us as Nigerians. Big ups to Super Eagles.
Yes,
Super
Finals.
I'm telling you.
Yes, we are the
it's
finals
not
now.
Easy.
And I want to also, I mean, if there's a winner, there will also be a loser. We want to say, South Africa, you know, we really are not sorry that we won. We're not your mates.
Let me tell you, I saw an animation this morning.
Yes.
And the guy was saying, it had like all the African nations that we
He was really one crying.
No, they're not. South Africa bend and they're flogging South Africa. I said, hold the Grammy, hold it very well. Ghana, what did you say? If I hear Pim, Ghana was like, I didn't say anything. Look, we are still brothers regardless. Or
yeah,
sisters,
but we're
actually.
Senior brothers. Yeah. Seniors. Don't just put it, we're not your mates.
We are your big brothers.
We're not your mates. Côte d'Ivoire. Côte d'Ivoire.
Anyone.
Côte d'Ivoire, you're hosting it, Abby. Where your house, Abby.
Yeah.
Better respect. All these people, they will put me in before we play a match.
I don't know. Is it just me that was thinking yesterday, this mouth we are making, God, are big. I was in church yesterday. I was like, God, are big. We don't make too much mouth. God, are big.
You have 220 million people, why would you make mouth?
No, Abby. Let's be humble. Let's be proud about this.
We are happy to be Nigerians.
Hey, well, let's be proud.
See, in all this
happiness
other,
and pride.
In all these other countries, there are many things that are working. Let this be the video.
I disagree with
everybody
you,
Stretch. Working now.
Let everything
what else,
be working
what else,
alongside
what else
the
is
sport.
Working? What else is
That's
working?
What I am seeing. Uh-huh. We are excited. We
and
love
let's
this.
Let's enjoy what
we'll
is
let every
working.
Other thing work. What are we going to use this football to do? We used to eat rice.
This football.
How is it going to affect petrol?
This football.
Mm.
Do you see how we're together? We're not even thinking tribe. We're not thinking political party.
Let's save it.
Let's save it, Abby.
Let's save it.
Okay, we'll be back. It's What's Up Lagos. Her name is Feta.
Yes.
My name is Stretch. And together we're going to take you to the next 1.5 hours
thereabouts
of your morning. Don't touch your dial. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be fun all the way through. We'll be back.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
Vice President Kashim Shettima met with the Super Eagles following their win over the Bafana Bafana of South Africa and promised that the federal government will reward them for their commitment and dedication. The Super Eagles disclosed this in a statement and photos shared on their official X handle early Thursday. The statement reads, the federal government has promised to reward the Super Eagles for their commitment and dedication in reaching the final of the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations in Côte d'Ivoire. Vice President Kashim Shettima told the players and the officials in the dressing room following their hard-fought victory over South Africa in the semi-finals on Wednesday that the government and people of Nigeria are proud of their accomplishment. I'm very sure about the Nigeria part of it. The VP was in company with the governors, Dakwa Abiodun, Doye Diri Obayelsa, Minister for Youth, Dr. Jamila Ibrahim, as well as Oyemogul Wale Tinubu, FIFA Council member Amaju Pinnick, and NFF President Ibrahim Musa Gusau.
All right, so success has so many bedfellows. I want to say, I mean, for the vice president to take such a trip, it means a lot. And there was a video also showing our president watching with the Nigerian, the game on television. And the promise to reward them for their hard fight and getting Nigeria to the finals is something. I think also that Nigerians should also be rewarded for staying alive, staying well, staying okay in the midst of what's going on in the country. The president traveled to do this, to tell the Super Eagles to give them ginger, vice president rather, ginger them up and to encourage them. Thank you so much for this trip.
The part where you said that the government and Nigerians are proud, that Nigerian part, I know we are very proud.
And for the government to spend money to go there, they must be proud also.
Definitely.
Of success.
But did anybody else notice how yesterday, I have never seen Nigerians this together. Happy for over... For more than two, in fact, for two how years, many
more
years
more than 10
now?
Years, about 10 years.
You need to see the excitement. And you were saying that before we came on sound off that nobody thought about tribe, nobody thought about any religious difference or anything.
Nobody talked about politics.
Somebody was even saying that for the first time I saw men hugging each other.
Yes.
A man carried another man. And the happiness was, you can't tell it all. And I started wondering to myself, when will we ever celebrate like this because our government has done something good for us?
So
when will that ever happen? That we're on the streets, we're just excited, no protest, we are happy because something groundbreaking has been done to help our situation.
This is default Nigeria. If you go outside this country and you see a Nigerian, the joy you have in seeing another Nigerian, I think this is how we are as a people. This is what people see when they come into our country. But the division is not from us. The division is for a purpose. The division is for a purpose to take something that belongs to all of us. But I think Nigerians should get together and remain like this for as long as possible.
Yes.
Let us remain together to sort ourselves out. Because we are the ones that are suffering this. If you sort yourself, if you are together, you will not ask them to make you adulterated drugs in India and bring it to Nigeria. You will not put dye inside palm oil because you want to make a profit. You will not use paracetamol to boil your kpomo to make it soft quickly. You will not use kabad to fry groundnuts if you still believe that Nigerians are Nigerians and we're the same. We are also dividing ourselves by cutting these sharp corners.
And how can the government actually meet us halfway?
So politicians will always be politicians. Divide and rule. If we know that the division is part of their ploy, we should be ready. Let someone tell you that we're coming to divide you and you still let yourself be divided. You followed to fight. You fought another tribe during the elections. You fought another political party during the elections. Now, where are you? Are you buying fuel the same price? Are you buying fuel at a different price? Do they still pick your calls? Do they still remember you? The same thing over and over again. A wise man once said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. If you are doing the same thing, you're expecting a different result. You're hitting yourself with a hammer and you want to experience joy. So Nigerians, yesterday showed that we are together on this. We are the ants here. Let us stay together and push our nation forward. You don't put your future in the hands of those that want to divide, to rule you. Let us get together. Be your brother's keeper.
Definitely.
Love Nigeria. Love Nigerians. Think about Nigeria.
And then the government can still match this energy. You see, you already have a very happy people. The only thing you just have to do is give them the basic things that they need in life and everything will just be okay.
They don't get to use us if we are together. They don't get to use us if we are together. So they try to divide us to use us. But for Nigerians, I think we should wise up. This victory yesterday showed that we still are people with resilience. We still are people that before this match, nobody believed Nigeria was going to get anywhere. I, for one, saw that, look, this is just a waste of time. But we got there, that team spirit, that Nigeria spirit took over. Let it take over. Our country needs us right now. We need to come together and push Nigeria forward. Nobody will stand up for Nigeria except Nigerians.
And that was Sound Off.
can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
To you, Lagos, except to tell you that money's on ground. And now,
www.oneplay.ng.
I'm not speaking again. I'm
done. I've been shouting this thing, and people are cashing out. They are cashing out.
I don't say
www.oneplay.ng. Go there now. And this instruction is for you. If you have never played, if you have played, if you are about to play, if you are contemplating playing, if you need money, if you know that you need money, www.oneplay.ng.
In fact, if you know you don't need money, I can't hold it in. I said I was not going to talk, yes, but I have to talk. Even if you don't need money, play this game.
Play.
You will see someone to give the money to.
Play.
If you are contemplating, you are doing the right thing. You are almost there.
You're almost
make
there.
Up your mind, because 11:45 today, we're going to be giving 20,000 naira to three people as usual.
20,000 naira to three people.
It's a usual thing, but the unusual thing is that you've not gotten the money yet. So play today so you can get the money and to be a normal thing for you. I can't wait to congratulate you when you play. www.oneplay.ng.
One is number one. PLAY. And if you want to use the short code, it's also easy.
Very, very easy. The testimony I love the most on this one play is when they say, I play this morning when Beta was it. Saying I should play.
Okay, so somebody should say, I play when Stretch said it now. Yeah, I'm saying it now.
They'll win. They'll know if
let's
they,
bet.
Let's bet. All right, let's bet.
Let's go bet it.
And I want to see ladies win. Ladies, play this game today.
On,
every time we call the winners, they are always men. And I'm like, where are the ladies?
Men of Fallow.
Don't you ever want to buy hair?
Don't mind
that. I know 20K can't buy hair, but at least, I mean, you can save up now.
Can do something for you. Come on, let's do this.
Come on. All right?
Come on, go ahead. www.oneplay.ng. We'll come back and we'll muse. Remember, the lawyer lady is coming on the other side of the clock.
Yeah.
We'll take a short break from now. But remember, as we're talking, you are typing it.
It's a win-win for you. You're listening to the radio. You're having it. Fun and you're also playing it. To win. Okay, so
www.oneplay.ng. It's very easy. Do that right now.
Just in case you want to use the short code.
Yes.
*347, *880, *3#. That's the short code you can use to play this game. Okay?
So,
but I inform you, I advise you to go to the website.
That's why we should beg Hamatan.
No, Hami baby is not great.
Hamatan.
So the thing is, Hamatan had a fallout with Rain. They had this issue.
Okay.
No, they are dating.
Yes.
So immediately they broke up. She's trying to be useful now.
Who is the female?
You know, when
now?
You're in a sweet relationship, Hamatan is the baby. Now.
Hamatan is a female.
Rain is actually male.
See, let me tell you.
People don't know this.
Hamatan, let me tell you.
Hamatan, no.
Hamatan,
you know, it's when they break your heart. You remember that you have purpose.
Hamatan, see, all my cream is finished.
You know, it's almost Valentine. The anger that she's using on you, that she does not have a vow.
Hamatan, take it easy now.
Every time.
You wash your car now, the next second is dusty. You got off your ass, look at somebody.
Your default color is white.
Kilo day now, Hamatan, take it easy now, eh?
This is What's Up Lagos.
In blue. We've be saying this thing and they don't know it's true.
Now what?
No, the thing that, sorry, what's up, Lagos? Let them know that we are. What's up, Lagos? See, but it's true.
Tell them time.
The time. I don't know it.
43 minutes past 10 o'clock.
No, it's 10:43.
What's the difference?
You said 43 minutes my past waist. 10 o'clock. It's 10:43.
I'm laughing at my waist to pay me. See old age.
No, you have wasted some time. All right. So I want to ask a question this
very
morning.
Very simple question. If possible, I think that's the most asked question. One of the most asked questions in the world. If I slap you now, what will you do?
Yeah.
See that question. But let's actually think about it. Wherever you are right now.
In your office, yes, in your bedroom.
You've not opened the door this morning.
For some reason,
somebody found their way inside.
Or you're driving an Uber now. Or you're driving a boat now. Passenger from back land
from your parko.
So, don't laugh now. This is a very serious thing. What will you do at that time? That shows, or you're in the bus stop.
Sure, no, for
you're
real.
You're at the
for
bus stop waiting for a bus. Somebody just landed.
Yes, sure, we're talking about it. Yes. I think we should ask you.
Yes.
Imagine where you are right now. At where you are seated, where you're standing, anywhere.
That's what South Africans feel like now.
And somebody just walks up to you and gives you a dirty slap.
What will you do?
If I slap you now, Stretch, what will you do?
Me? When you slap me?
No. If somebody walks into this place now and slaps you, what will you do?
Somebody just walks in.
Yes.
And slaps me.
Yeah.
I'll slap you. What's making you laugh now? Somebody walks in here. Yes.
Why will you slap me?
Why
am I the one that
me?
Slapped you?
Must I slap the person that slapped me?
Why? This person that slapped you that you slap back?
That's logic.
It's
illogical.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody walks into this place. I and you are doing this show.
Uh-huh.
The person walks into this place and slaps you. And then you now slap me.
The person sees you. The person does not slap you.
No.
Then the person slaps me.
Maybe the both of you had an altercation
maybe
yesterday.
Maybe not.
Because nobody just walk up and slap you. Maybe so, you did something to the person.
Okay.
And the person is waiting for the perfect
don't
time when you will not
excuse.
Be able to do
don't
anything.
Don't give excuse. I'm saying you're asking me what I will do. And I told you what I will do. The person walks in and slaps me. I'll just slap you.
Why would you slap me? What did I do?
Why would the person slap me? What did I do?
You people had an altercation.
You don't know that.
I know. No. Because there's no way you just walk in here and slap you without something having transpired between the both of you.
Feta,
you cannot slap me because someone slapped you. It doesn't make any sense.
Let the person slap me first. Now that makes sense. I just slap you, simple.
Wait. You cannot slap me for something I know nothing about.
This
is either your reaction should be directed to
you
the person.
You are being logical. I'm saying it is illogical for someone to walk into a 45.
Because me, I already know what will happen if somebody slaps you now.
Okay.
I would do, why?
That's so what that's what you do. Mm. What if the person slaps you? What will you do?
What will you do?
Please just ask Lagos Jari. It's the truth now.
Lagos.
So we need to prepare for this kind of situations.
Prepare.
Yes. You are driving, you pick somebody in your cab now, the person is sitting at the back. You are heading to destination. Sir, I've started your journey. As you're just going, just hear from the back.
From the back.
Or you're inside your
and
heart.
Your ear.
And your ear is doing wow, wow, wow. You can't hear what's up Lagos again, clearly. Okay, you're in your kitchen cooking. Nobody's in the house. All of a sudden, somebody just walks in, male or female, as your choice would be, and lands you. We are holding pot, your hand. Itoa.
Itoa.
You are the bus stop.
Why Itoa? Why Itoa?
It was the sound for slap in the Oxford Dictionary. Itoa. So, you are walking, you are the bus stop. You're about to enter bus. They are saying, they say, no, I'm not going to enter. Let me enter the other one. This bus is not good. Somebody just walks up to you and lands you from the back. Itoa. What would you do? So let's think about it. It is someone is for us to plan. South Africans feel like Nigerians slap them. Eat away. So what will you do in the situation? Something unexpected and painful and embarrassing.
Chai.
That you didn't plan for.
Your face is now red.
No, would it be that time they'll just say, let me leave it.
Supposed to
God.
Turn the other cheek.
Or turn the other cheek. Or you just leave the person to go.
Or just do.
This world's safe. I don't know if I slap this person, whether he will slap me back again. So think about it. We have phone lines you can call us on. You can send a message.
Yeah.
Think about it.
0700-993-993-993 0201-465-7190 WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. While we're waiting for the lawyer, let's talk. Oh yeah, now.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You don't slap this man.
Has it happened already?
Have you been slapped?
Before I say anything, Stretch, you have to answer that question.
What? What?
Can you ask the question again?
Stretch, it all comes here now and slaps you. What will you do?
I will slap it. Please, what's your name, caller? Let's find out who.
This stretch, you know how to meander. You know how to meander.
I'm here. Yes.
I have somebody to bug you.
Thank you very much.
I said I will slap feta. That's what I will do.
You can imagine, oh, somebody will slap him and he will slap me. Yes. For what? Am I the person that slapped you?
Straight to my name is Joseph Okoba.
Joseph, welcome to the show.
God bless you. Yes.
English, please, Mr. Joseph, English.
You just come out, somebody just can't slap you like that. My brother, if you just look left, look right, people will know you know they done, I make you the run, they go. You don't just know what that person has planned.
Okay, so you should run away. What's up, Lagos? So, this was, he says, when they slap you, they cannot slap that. You wake up in the morning and somebody slaps you. Is a bad omen.
Child.
So run away, run for your life. All right, let's find out what you think. We're asking, if this situation happens and somebody just sees you and slaps you, what will you do and how will you handle it? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
It's alive.
This is Jude calling from Oregon.
Jude from Oregon. Jude, somebody just walks up and lands you.
You have just said an illustration. Yes. I will slap for someone, another person that must.
It will be a slapping competition.
Yes.
South Africa slap body.
Yes.
I will slap South Africa back.
Very intelligent young man.
What are you talking about?
Very intelligent.
Then the other person that you slapped will slap another person.
It will be going around till it goes to
your. I hear that they're slapping, no show, they start to run.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Are you the slapper or the slappy?
No, this is Sonny Boy.
Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy, messer. Sonny Boy, somebody just walks up to you Sunday and slaps you. What will
my
you
dear? This time we're Nigeria.
Honka.
If you could retaliate them, you feel carry cops. Me, I could run away.
Okay, you will run.
I carry wahala. I know could
slap. Can't stand and fight.
Okay, Sunday, when I see you next, I will do the thing. I will do it. I will let you run. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos,
guys? Yes, what's up, Benigbe?
My brother, my fridge dead or this morning.
What happened?
People, you understand? They think too much. People, they come for help as I they do before.
Sorry. You don't.
Then first, I then I grind the new boy. You don't finish one bath. You don't finish.
Try.
I cook rice yesterday. Then I took the rita 1-4 or 2-4. Everything start to concourse of 3,000. I know it out of 50 people. People want them bomb me, they sit down for my house.
It's okay.
Waiting this government to do now, it's too bad.
They carry us go where we don't know.
It's too bad.
We try to carry you come up for waiting this government. They carry us go back.
Don't carry us go back there. With all of us, they're there. Two of us, they share one chewing gum. Me and the me and Feta. Love us here.
You know my painful.
No, what's
you
your
know painful?
What do
no,
you mean painful?
One out of them, a husband, they see seriously, they inside house, they rot.
Yeah.
They made this wedding, they buy a couple, 100. I'm inside my house, they do my granola.
Chai.
I beg, you don't play one play today.
Yeah, you don't cut. Sorry about that. Chai. What's up, Lagos? This country is going to be
what's
well.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, so who's speaking, please?
I beg you, I don't make a look at a couple. I don't know whether a couple of nations have been a World Cup to test that guy won't carry.
Company, it's okay. Oh, yeah, what's your name, sir?
My name is Friday.
Friday, somebody walk up to you.
Okay, thank you for calling us.
Tell us, somebody walks up to you, you don't know, and lies you.
You know, sir, now the thing that be about myself, I tell you, if you send out the slap, and everybody going to collect the go. Anybody who you see for him, to slap him.
Thank you! God bless you!
Until you go slap, soldier.
Yes,
you
go slap another person.
You go yourself.
Pass it forward. Thank you very much.
On WhatsApp here, this one says, Israel from Akerele says, I will bite the person and make sure I can see the mark of teeth of the person's flesh.
This guy, they look, you're violence waiting to happen.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Feta. And the inscription is then stretch.
Can you imagine?
If someone just slapped me, I mean, just like that, though, I'll take 2 steps backwards, analyze the situation like a skilled mechanic, then bam! I will mastermind the person's downfall with a private diving heading. Then we'll negotiate. Steven from Okota.
Steven, you are very late.
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Feta and Stretch. This is Lola from Ikoyi. The guy that played one play because of Feta. If you slap me unexpectedly like that, I would check my pocket and give you like 5K cash or whatever cash I have because I'm sure now frustration.
Lola, where are you this afternoon, please?
Where exactly will you be by past 12?
17 minutes past 12. I'll land you a couple. I'll land you a couple. That'll be 5K per slap. I'll land you a couple.
Lagos, go and play www.oneplay.ng. That's where everybody is going now. Go and play that game with 500 Naira. And of course, play to win. Okay, 20,000 Naira is going to 3 people this morning when they win. Good morning. This one says, what's up, Lagos? He who slaps me shall be slapped by another.
Simple.
Even say claps me.
Yeah, it's a process of slap.
Pass party people.
Claps, pass party people.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? If somebody slaps me with the situation of this country, man, me go run away because some are dead already. Stretch, you be Olodo Christopher from Igodo.
Christopher Kini, what did I do?
How will somebody slap you and the next thing is to slap me? The violence that is in your body since.
Let the person enter here first, you will see.
Let's take a break. Lagos will be right back.
All right, just so what's up, Lagos? And check your time, it is 11:06, and you know this hour is where we bring on Olamide Onifade, our lawyer lady. We're trying to get her on the phone lines. Before that, let's get to read a few of the messages we have on WhatsApp. Good morning, Stretch and Feta. I was just coming back from church the other day and other activities. I got to my bus stop. I received a very hot slap from a tout. I didn't even know what he was saying in Yoruba. Oni, meaning he's the one. I was just confused. My name is Tochi Nwabuse. Tochi, sorry. What did you then do? You just rubbed your face and ran home. Abi? Now, wow. All right, this one says, which waiting we don't go through. Nigerians are humbly proud people, period. Stretch, you say waiting, we go meet for gate. Somebody's threatening my life. Oh. But he's in Birmingham.
Shebe, I told you now.
But he's in Birmingham.
The sharp mouth.
No,
say all these people.
He's in Birmingham. Before I enter Nigeria, I don't beg him. All right? So we asked you before now, what will you do if someone you don't know, someone just comes up to you and lands you a very, very wonderful, well-planned slap?
Ichawawai.
Yeah? What will you do and how will you treat this? How will you react to this? All right?
So we're asking
you, and I've told you in the studio here, I'll be sitting here. Then someone walks in and slaps me. Come on now. I can't. There's love in sharing.
What do you mean there's love in sharing?
I said there's love in sharing. I will give my own back, not to the person that came because I don't know what he planned. So then, Feta with them, maybe you slap the person back. But that's just how it's supposed to be.
That's not how it's supposed to be.
That's how it's supposed
to be. You're getting all these things mixed up.
Pass it.
Channel
on.
Your anger.
I'm not angry.
Channel your grievance appropriately.
No,
you can't slap me for something that I know nothing
about. I'm not slapping you because I'm slapping
you. Me and you, we are here. Somebody comes slap you. I'm shocked. In the shock, you not slap me.
You
two
will be shocked.
That's trauma.
Will I not be shocked?
Hey!
We're trying to get our lawyer lady on the phone line. She's going to be with us. I think we have gotten her.
Via telephone. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Feta.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Barrister Olamide Onifade. She's the one always here every Thursday talking legal matters with us. And today, we're going to be talking about due diligence. That's what she told me. So,
Olamide, good morning to you.
I want to know all about it now. Good morning, so, I cannot wait to hear all the details.
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Okay, I'm a bit under the weather.
Yes, we noticed and we're trying to appeal to Hamatan to take it easy on us.
She should not take it. She should not take it easy.
All right, Olamide. So we'll just take it easy and just we know you got the stuff in you. So we'll talk about due diligence, right?
Okay. So what is due diligence? Due diligence is simply investigation. That's just what it means.
Okay.
And it's at the cornerstone of every property or real estate transaction. It is very important. So when I tell people due diligence, a number of people understand it to mean legal due diligence. It's not just legal due diligence. There are a number of aspects of due diligence in any property transaction that you must undertake before you part with your hard earned money. Now, what are the other areas? There's the legal, there's the structural, there's the engineering part. Now, if you want to invest in a property, the higher, the more complex a property transaction, the higher the number of the experts you should have on your team. So, take for instance, if you want to buy a commercial real estate that has about 21 floors, you can't compare it with buying a 400 square meter of land. So, of course, the commercial real estate transaction would require a higher number of experts than a 400 square meter. So the first thing you should do, the first thing is once your real estate agent procures the land for you, the first thing you should do is a physical inspection.
Okay.
It can never be a substitute for anything else. Physical. So if you're abroad and you cannot undertake this on by yourself physically, please entrust somebody, a trusted professional that can undertake this on your behalf. It doesn't have to be your family member. A professional that can give you an unbiased assessment of the property. And why do I say on-site inspection, physical inspection? You have to understand, you have to see the nature of what you're buying, the topography of the land. Say, for instance, if it's a bare land and you want to construct a certain kind of building on it, you have to be sure that the area is suitable, you know, the location first. Is it close to amenities that you desire for that particular purpose? So, some areas of land and some locations, you might want to build probably a church. And they take it to somewhere that is strictly residential in a GRA. Of course, the residents are going to object to it. So, what's the purpose of buying a property that will not be fit for purpose? And if you remember last week, I was talking about zoning laws, zoning and land use. You cannot use a land, a residential property for an agricultural purpose. So if you go there physically, you'll be able to see all of this. Then you can see if there are squatters on the land, if the land is vacant. Now, buying a property that is not vacant does not mean you don't own the property. But the process of evicting squatters or tenants or anything on that property is always tedious. So you have to be sure that there are no encroachments on it. Then you can also do, you know, mini investigations with other residents, you know, around neighbors and all of that. They can tell you about the land. They can tell you the property. You'll be shocked. They can tell you that land is a subject of litigation. They know because most of them have been there 20, 30 years. So please never underestimate the power of this local intelligence. I call it local intelligence. So you go to the land, you see it, you see the environment. Is it fit for purpose? And another thing is that if you're buying in a, take for instance, you're buying in a gated community, in an estate, there are a lot of restrictions. Some of the estates, they have restrictions that you cannot build more than a particular floor, number of floors. I've seen estates in Lagos where you can only do single dwelling. And what does this mean? Just for one family. You cannot construct flats. Maybe a 6 flats. You would never get an approval for it. And you will not be able to use your land for the intended purpose. There are some, if you're buying a flat, you have to check what are the restrictions in this flat. Some will tell you cannot bring generators into the estate. It's not allowed. So if you don't go to these places physically, how do you know the kind of encumbrances you're going to encounter?
Okay.
So number one is physical inspection. Then you can, if you are not satisfied with this, then you can move on to the title search. Title.
That's very deep.
Very important. I don't think we can even finish it today.
Okay.
But whatever we get to, we'll continue. Now, your title search goes beyond going to the land registry to conduct a search. Let me bust your bubble. Do you know that for the fact that you have a certificate of occupancy, which is called C of O, do you know that it does not necessarily mean that property is not, the title on that property is not defective?
Please take that again, for emphasis, please.
Okay. Do you know that having a valid, a certificate of occupancy, which is not popularly called the C of O, does not mean the title of that land is not defective?
Wow.
Okay. It is not a conclusive proof that your land is free from encumbrance. So let me explain that.
Yeah, please.
If my father passes on and gives myself and my siblings a parcel of land, then probably because some of them are based abroad, then I go behind my siblings to obtain to sell to someone else, right? I am the only one that sold it. My siblings are based abroad. Then I sell to someone who I give the deed of assignment, who now goes on to the lands registry to register his interest. And if the land doesn't have a prior C of O, he acquires one. Do you know that he has a C of O? But the issue is, the person who transferred that title to him, does the person have the power to transfer title? No. So it means there's a defect in title. So whatever C of O you are brandishing does not cure the defect in that title. Because 5 people own the property, or 4 people own the property, a family property, and one person goes ahead to sell. And on the strength of that, the purchaser registers its title and obtains a C of O. If the other parties do not ratify that bill, right? If they challenge it, your C of O will be nullified. So it's very watchful. If people are asking you to buy a property and I say, oh, he has a C of O. C of O is not a conclusive search. Having a deed of assignment registered in the land registry is not conclusive. It should be conclusive, right? But it is not, in some cases, it is not consistent. That is why you engage the services of an experienced lawyer that will go deep. It goes deeper. So if, take for instance, if someone tells me they want to buy a property in a particular area, say Bagada, and I ask, what's the origin of this land? That's always my first question. Who are the buyers? And say, who are the sellers, the purchasers? Oh, my land is already registered. Yes, it gives me a level of comfort that is registered, but that's not it. I usually go and find out from the homeowners in that area. Who are the sellers of notices here on the limits? It's not the government allocation. Then I go beyond the predecessor of that person who sold to us. You will have to go beyond that. Go to that area and ask. Because some section, in fact, you find out that a section of the family sold to that other person, they're in court. And if you now buy, you bought a land, that the title is defective, justify the fact that it's registered at the land registry. It can be a subject of an ongoing litigation, and what you have bought is litigation. So it can be very complex to buy a land. So please engage the services of a lawyer that is experienced. And most of these things, a lawyer does not get experience in 1 year. It takes a number of transactions. Hey, in this Lagos, we have seen a lot. You be shocked. I did a transaction. Hey, I had high blood. At the time we concluded it, I had high blood pressure. And what happened? A section of family approached me to sell a property for them. And guess what? I was in possession of that property for 5 years, managing it for them and all of that.
Wow.
By the time it was time for them to sell, I sold on their behalf. They already had a COO. They obtained a certificate of occupancy and we gave to the purchaser. A month after the purchaser moved on that land to start construction, another section of the family came and said, no, the COO, this family, this section of the family gave to you, was obtained by fraud.
Wow.
This
wow.
land is a subject of will, and there are three branches. So how did one branch obtain a certificate of occupancy? So your title is defective. I told the family, and they were all abroad, and I was the first of the family.
Whoa.
By the time I did my investigation, I found out. Yes, the other branch of the family were only being greedy because the family, the proprietor of the family, the main family head who gave all of this, had given them their own section. But the mistake is that there were nothing to show.
Okay.
By the time this section of your family that I was representing, they said their grandfather who gave their own father a gift was a gift and all of that. I believe them. But where is the document? Where is the deed of gift? There was nothing. So if we go to court, I'm sorry, there's no way they would win. Because there has to be a deed of gift. Where are the documentation to show they actually gave one part of the family? So you cannot use by mouth. There is no property transaction that should be conducted
verbally.
Orally.
Okay.
Wow. There must always be documents to show. So if you are tidying up your documentation today, it's not necessarily because of yourself. It might be because of your generations to come.
Yeah.
Because you will not be there to give evidence. So that was what happened. Yes, the other family, the family branch was being greedy, but there was a defect in title. From the strength of it, I had to recall them to say, you know what, please come back and settle with the other branch of the family. So whatever they had gotten from the purchaser, they now have to bring it back. We now have to, now have to share it again. And don't forget, they had already spent the money.
Yeah.
I know which money.
Wow.
You have to bring it back. If not, this is trouble. Please. I was really, really on their neck. You know why? Because of my own professional
reputation.
Integrity.
Yeah, integrity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I made sure we resolved it. So going forward, whenever there's a family property, once the owner of the land is deceased, my antenna goes like 10 steps further. You have to do a lot of investigation, especially when it's subject of a family property. It is not, there are always branches upon branches. So never buy any property that is subject to family property in a rush.
Okay.
Please. The moment they are rushing you, you have to be
then you know that there are red
something behind that.
Yes.
All right, Olamide, I'll take that as a point line, because we have to leave in the next 1.5 minutes for a break. But when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines and ask Tariya, because you actually have, I love this, you've actually spoken and talked. I mean, like,
I'm not talking anywhere.
Are you kidding? Yeah, but there are nuggets of what you've said. You need to check and check and check again. And when the flags raised that when it is a family piece of land, and it is also the person is deceased, you said something about gifts. You can't just give somebody something.
We can never finish it this week.
Yeah, no, we're not done. We're going to break. We'll be back. Either we'll open up the phone lines or just round off a bit. But I want them to react to what you have said so far. Because I and Feta here, we've taken some nuggets in this. But we'll be back in a few minutes. And when we come back, we'll have the concluding part of this. But just stay there. It's still What's Up Lagos. Right. And her name is Olamide Onifade, our lawyer in the house. She'll be back in a few when we come back after this short break. Don't touch her down.
Back 39 minutes past 11 on What's Up Lagos. We are talking legal matters, and we have Olamide Onifade on the telephone. She's talking to us today about due diligence. And of course, you know that every time on every edition, you get to learn something new about, you know, your properties, how you get them, what you have to do. There's so much to know, and you cannot be ignorant at this time, especially where we are right now in the world. I hope she's still on the line. Good morning.
Hello, Becca.
Oh, thank God you're still here. Okay, so let's just continue from where you stopped there. Before that, let me open the phone lines and also to inform Lagos that the one play draw is in no time. We're going to be doing the draw in like 5 minutes, so you can actually win yourself some money. There's no overemphasizing. All you have to do is go to the website www.oneplay.ng and play with 500 naira so you can win. Okay, if you have questions, you can drop it on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. If you have contributions, comments, you can also drop it right there. Okay, that's not something. Can you quickly round off so that we can continue this conversation next week, because we have to do the draw. Yeah.
I'll just quickly round up on the issue of the title, then we'll move on to other areas next week. Mm. So let me give another example of title and then the power, the transfer title. There's each property that is concerned, it's presently in court, and I just got a break. So what happened is the owner of the land is deceased, and he had this hectares and hectares of land with a fee of all, right? The first child of the family sold it to a big company. And you'd be amazed that with that kind of a company, they didn't do their due diligence. I'm so surprised that they bought from that person. And if you hear how much they said they paid, you'd be shocked. So how can you pay something that paltry for that hectares of land? So what I concluded is that if a thief sold it and a thief bought it. Now, they are still in possession of that land. And they were telling me that they've expended up to about 350 million on the land to refill, to do this and that. And I said, still, it does not ratify the sale. The other members, how can one child out of seven transfer title to you? How did she transfer? Where's the instrument of title? She gave them the seal, but still does not mean that they have bought anything. As a matter of fact, they have bought nothing.
We have to round off here quickly because we have to do that draw, Olamide.
Okay.
So if you can please quickly drop your Instagram, your social media handle, so if people have questions, because we have some calls that we cannot take right now. So if you can drop your details, they can go over to your social media and continue the conversation from there. As for questions and contributions, yes.
Okay. You can reach me on Instagram, Olamide_lady_lawyer, and all other social media platforms as Olamide Onifade. And we can continue the conversation next week.
Yeah, definitely. That's for sure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, our beautiful lawyer lady.
Always a pleasure to have you join us. Thank you so much, Olamide. Have yourself a beautiful day. Lagos, don't forget that one play draw. In no time from now, we are picking three winners and you stand a chance, but you cannot obviously win the money if you don't play the game. So that's what do you have to do? Again, for the umpteenth time, go to www.oneplay.ng. Play the game. Let's do the draw. And of course, you come out winning. What do you say, Brother Winner?
www.oneplay.ng.
So go there, play the game right now. Let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's What's Up, Lagos. Taking walks by the Civic Center. Just me and you. I love you like I love no other. I said I'm true. Baby, drop the instrumental. I see for you.
Is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer,
you have just won yourself.
Congratulations.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, Melitus. Come on, one play, don't talk for two players because you won 20K.
So now you won yourself 20,000 naira.
My name is Well Done.
Okay, well done. I want to tell you, well done. You won yourself 20,000 naira.
With 500 naira, you can play to win big. From 120,000 naira to 190,000 naira daily on Nigeria Info. Go to oneplay.ng and play with 500 naira. And in a few seconds, your ticket is in the draw. Or dial *347*880*3#. Win daily on Nigeria Info. 50,000 naira on Morning Crossfire. 60,000 naira on WhatsApp Lagos. 20,000 naira on Sunnyside. And 60,000 naira on Game On. So Lagos, what are you waiting for? The more you play, the better your chances of winning. Remember to dial *347*880*3#. Play responsibly. Not suitable for persons under the age of 18.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
We're back. Check your time. 46 minutes past 11 and it's time for the one play side of things. I'd like to ask Stretch, if you were allowed to play this one play game since the invention of this one play, how much do you think you'd have made by now? Roughly around how much?
720,000.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Because you're what?
Because I am a player.
Because you're a player.
Yes.
There's only one way to find out, but unfortunately, we cannot find out.
But it's fine. I don't rub it in. But you that can play, should play.
Somebody is angry that they've been playing since they've not won. Sorry. See, this thing is a game of luck. It works for others. It doesn't work for others. But you see,
and the only thing
for
is,
some reason, it just happens when you're not even expecting it to happen.
Yeah, and the only qualification, you hear people talking about it. The only way you can win is by playing. And you're doing one thing right. You are playing.
Mm-hmm.
But don't conclude that it is not working because you have not won.
Mm.
You will win. And when you win, how will it feel when you start saying things you on saying things you said?
Mm.
So think about it. It's just because you have not won now, but you could be the one to take away the gift today.
Funny thing is, I actually wish for you to win so that you can just, you know, take out all
testify
this anger. And you know, I understand what it's like when you're putting money into something and it's not showing, it's not giving you what it's supposed to give you.
Yeah, but eventually we'll do that. There was a guy that there was this promo being run by a beverage company. One guy drank nearly one crate. Then when he said he's not going to do it again, one person just bought him a bottle of that same drink, and right under the cup of that one that he took, that extra, not the crate,
not the one he has been buying
by himself.
Can you imagine
that one? So it just happens that way. Yeah. Time and chance happens to everyone. every one
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, sure,
so
sure.
Don't give up. Keep the flag flying. As long as you are playing, you're one step to winning.
Mm, let me just tell you, this thing is not something that anybody's doing because we want to make money out of it. It's for you. The money is for you. And we have to encourage you to play the game so you can take the money. It's what it is.
It's machine operated. Nobody knows.
So I don't even know the people who win this thing. All I do is come here to the dashboard, click on the winner, and the number just shows.
It rolls and it picks the number.
So like that's how it works. With 500 naira though, you can do that. And if you want to change your mind right now, you can. There's still time. We are waiting for you to play before we pick our winners.
www.oneplay.ng.
Not .com. Not .com. It's .ng.
www.oneplay.ng. And if you want to use the short code, easy.
*347, *880, *#. But I always advise you to use the website because it's very easy to play from there. Just go to the dashboard. You see how to play. You just click on Nigeria Info. Then click on the amount of tickets you want to purchase. Put your phone number. Of course, proceed to pay with your OPay or PayStack. And who knows? This moment is the moment you've been waiting for. I have been waiting for it too all this while I've been here because I always like to call you and hear your sweet voice and, of course, to encourage other people. And this morning, I want to also emphasize on the fact that women don't play this game as much as they should. Or maybe it's just here. I'm not sure, but for like 1 week, I've not heard a woman win this thing. And I really want a woman to win this thing. It's not a gender war or anything.
Now, run,
I just feel like, you now, have a chance to do something. Why
my
not
guys,
do it?
Keep on playing.
Is now, it that the men are winning? Now, are they more persistent than the women?
Now we've been wobbling now.
Or the women just have excuse as to why they're not going to play this thing. I don't know.
You will see today.
It's not about running anything.
You will see now. Let's.
If you put run, we fly.
You go see.
Right?
Now be wish now. But now we the run.
Oh yeah, now ladies, don't form my heart. Play this game out there. Go to
www.oneplay.ng.
Go there, click on Nigeria Info. Play the game. I want to actually pick a winner that is a woman. I want to hear someone, when I call the number, I want to hear, "Hi, my name is Joy. Oh, my name is Esther." I want to hear that.
We run this town. Now we're going to run this town. If woman win today, make her bend.
Well, it may not be today, but there's still tomorrow. I'm telling them today now, just in case.
Why can't they just play today?
No, they can play. Women are disobedient. They can play tomorrow.
Women are disobedient.
They can play tomorrow. And if they don't win today, they'll win tomorrow.
If you're a woman and you are there listening to Feta, she's almost crying.
I'm not crying.
Almost, I said.
My ladies, I'm here for you. I'm not almost crying or anything. I'm not even tearing up. I'm not even close to it. I'm just saying, come on. No, they should play. I don't have to be emotional about it. I can just tell you to play.
From your eye.
I'm not ashamed. Look, you have your reasons why you're not playing, but I'm encouraging you to play. Play, okay?
Play.
Ah, let's that. Let's wait.
I'm gonna do the score now, and I have a feeling that a woman will win.
Shrek, I don't know if I should believe with you on that.
Honest, I have a strong feeling that
because you see, the thing is, for some reason, I don't know if you've also noticed the fact that ladies
even in Nigerian Info, a special number was dedicated to women to be calling. How many call? So, like, if you are laid back on things, this is money. That's why I'm actually feeling.
And women actually laid back on winning money? That's not true.
Okay.
Maybe they've been playing, but they haven't won.
Okay.
And that's what I want to believe. But anyway, I think it's time for us to pick our first winner this morning.
Okay, let's do that.
If you're still playing this time, you still have a chance to win. So do play, okay?
And remember also, there's a jackpot on Friday. That is tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
And if you play today, your number is in that jackpot.
If you've been playing since Monday, so you're not left out automatically.
So relax,
in that jackpot. So
you're
please.
You're going to be part of this.
Definitely. Ladies, come on, don't fall my hand. Gotta be playing this thing. Go, run.
In a few seconds, we'll be taking a throw right now. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Who will it be?
Who would it be, you or who?
All right, we'll roll it.
We're rolling.
And here goes.
Oh my God, congratulations. Your number starts with 0704, ends with 347. Congratulations,
let's
my love.
Call you now.
We can call you right now.
Yes.
And tell you this good news because they say that if I see better thing,
yes,
may mouth so calm. So that's Iaguyera. Wow. I did so good, but I totally made that up.
You're good in lucky clothes.
Of course.
Yeah.
You have to be good at something.
If somebody enters here to slap me, I'll slap you.
That was very violent.
That's
still stuck up in the past. Stretch is talking about the fact that if somebody enters here to slap him, he will slap me. Just tell me that you feel like slapping me so that we can bring police DSS now to pick you up.
It is a woman.
Hey guys, don't forget, so other two winners will be contacted by one player, okay? We don't have time to call all of you, but of course, we'll call this guy. He's our first winner, so let's call him.
Pick now. Wow,
all right, Chakra, don't want too much pride. Huh? Hello? Are you for real? I'm gonna. No, I think the person even hung up on me or something.
No, maybe the line is for us. Maybe. Let's see for the last time. My number starts with 0704.
Is in situations like
ends
this.
With 346. We're calling you for the second time. I have a few seconds to
see,
do this.
See, is in situations like this, I wish that one play would say the person doesn't pick, call, see, pick somebody
I'll
else.
Take it.
No, no, Kai.
Australia, take
no,
it.
That
would be nice.
Just that, you should just say, if the person doesn't pick, pick somebody else.
All right, we're calling this number back again.
We're dialing again.
We have a few seconds. We're risking time here.
Okay.
Please pick your
phone. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
My name is TBK.
TBK, how before you call to our phone now, you're here?
No, sorry, when you went to pick your call to
all right, congratulations. You have won yourself
20,000 naira. Congratulations to you, not to me.
Congratulations.
You got your money. Yes.
All right.
You shut up. We have to go. Lagos, don't forget to follow Nigeria Info everywhere on the social media. We are there, okay? Facebook, X, Threads, Instagram, YouTube. 12 o'clock is going to be the news at 12. 12:15, the sunny side with joy. Today's Thursday, of course, Confessions Thursday. You can follow me on Instagram. Feta Dynamo and Twitter D_Feta.
Stretch Original, Instagram Stretch: X. Bye bye.
See you tomorrow. Stay sharp, stay happy.